Stephanie Beal went to school to become an expert in recreation management. It turns out
there are a lot of things that you don't learn in college that you learn when you get into the field.
Such as how often people ignore the rules about where to use the bathroom. Cleaning up impromptu piles of you-know-what is taking up a lot of Beal's time these days, but she's working to change that. She's a recreation coordinator for the Oregon Department of Forestry. Correspondent Chris Lehman spent some time out in the woods with Beal and has this report.
You don't have to get too far off the Wilson River Highway west of Portland before you encounter the Wilson River. There's no campground here, but it's a popular spot with campers nonetheless. Stephanie Beal says these informal campsites are technically allowed, but you have to follow the rules.
Not clearing ground for your tents, not damaging the natural resource, camping at least a certain amount away from water, burying human waste.
That last one, the one about burying human waste, that rule seems to be ignored here a lot.
We've entered kind of what's the bathroom area.
Beal points to a soggy white mess on the ground.
So just to be clear, what we're looking at here is kind of toilet paper that's been rained on.
Yes, that's a wad of toilet paper. And it's, since I know this site was clean last week when I was here, it's maybe a week old at the most.
It's not just toilet paper littering the ground here. Beal whips out a trash bag and gets to work.
So I'm picking up shotgun shells.
Over the next few minutes, Beal finds some tent pegs, a can opener, a rubber ball, an empty oil can. Over the course of the year, she comes across
tires, scrap metal, and construction debris. It looks like folks replaced their home fence and brought it out. We had a kitchen remodel, so tile and cabinet. Somebody's patio table, mattresses. We pick up all sorts of fishing garbage. We've had a couple of sofas this year.
The Oregon Department of Forestry is trying to figure out how to rein in people who pollute or abuse state forest land. The agency wants to strengthen its ability to remove people who violate its rules. Beal gets a lot of what she calls public contact training and says when she approaches people, they often say they just didn't know the rules.
Folks who feel like the rules don't apply to them or get confrontational, we just break off the contact, back away, and let law enforcement know where they are.
She says sometimes law enforcement does cite people who refuse to comply, but many people get away with it. So forestry staff are working on a rule proposal to the Board of Forestry. One way or another, they're hoping a rule change would actually change people's behavior. I'm in the middle of asking a follow-up question about the agency's new enforcement strategies when Beal quietly suggests I move.
Sorry?
Come a foot forward.
Oh. I've been helpfully directed to not stand on a piece of toilet paper. Thank you.
At this point, it probably wouldn't surprise you to learn that the first thing Beal does every time she gets back in her Department of Forestry pickup truck is squirt a generous glob of hand sanitizer onto her palms. She says she tries not to take it personally, this never-ending task of cleaning up after careless visitors.
I get frustrated, but, you know, for every person I clean up after, there's usually a person who sees me cleaning up and offers to help, and that's, you know, what kind of balances it out.
And for the record, if you do need to answer the call of nature while you're surrounded by nature, Beal offers this advice.
We ask that you are at least 100 feet from a stream and that you dig what's called a cat hole. Human waste won't break down if it's just on the surface of the ground. But if you scrape a 6-inch hole for your human waste and toilet paper and then cover it back up, the enzymes that are underground will start to break it down.
Just a little something to bear in mind the next time you're in the woods. In the Tillamook State Forest, I'm Chris Lehman reporting.